Okay, so we were in the middle of a discussion of when we suspect or don't suspect the someone to whom you gave a picadon to switch it out. Right? Therefore, if you gave something which is mitukan, do you have to be worried that you switched it out for something which hasn't had maaser given from it? So the Tanakhama had said that if it's an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, if it's an Achri, so then we will assume that the produce that he gave back to you is Vaday Tevel, because he definitely switched it out, where Reb Shimon says he may have done it, and therefore it has the status of Demai. Now, why does he think that it's Vaday Tevel? So either he assumes that the exchange definitely took place, and if that's the case, then you would treat it as Tevel Bein Lukula Bein Luchomra, or he thinks that we're machmir to treat it as Vaday Tevel, but that means we would only take the kulot, sorry, the chumrot of it being Tevel, not the kulot. What is the kula? Is that Tevel can be used to be mafresh on other Tevel. Right? You can't take something which is mitukan and fix something which is eno mitukan. So this is the Gemara's question. Yirmiya, boy, kumri rizera, ma kipirotav mamash. What is the logic of the Tanakhama that we treat it as vaday the goyis and therefore tevel poter tevel barur b'makom acher? And so now asked, is that the case that it is vaday such that you can also use it to be mafresh on behalf of other tevel? And here Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't understand how this could be. Right? He says the simple pshat when you treat it as vaday tevel is that's bein lekula bein lechomra. Shouldn't we at least be worried with the crazy possibility that you gave him this box of grapes and he gave that back to you? I mean, isn't that something you should even entertain as a possibility, right? Meaning there are two logical possibilities here, but he's like, one of those seems
unlikely.
Yeah, meaning that you're so convinced that he switched it on you. He always does that, and he always switches it for his produce, which is chayev, not for somebody else's, who also had to, I mean, that's a lot of certainty. So now the question here is, so there's a bit of a machloket here, as you can imagine, in the Mefarshim, is whether Reb Yirmiyah is assuming that that's what the Tanakhama holds and is questioning it, which is the Mara Fulda, or he's asking whether he says that or not, which is the way the Rosh really when the Grah has it, right? And then he's expressing the problem and asking the question. Now, right, this supports the view. The simple pshat of this Gemara supports the view. Right, that's what is returned is chayiv and truma and ma'aser, which the Rambam does not hold. So how would the Rambam read this sugya? So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he says as follows: Klomar makir de mamash b'atur klomar my. Hi, the Gemara itzal nachir v'atav imker the mamashin upatur b'masur k'per nachir shimrum lachton biyado. Are we asking? Is it like the guys, and therefore it's vaday exempt because it's non-Jewish produced produce? V'kasha devil bar makomachar bidmek lomer v'chinema nami dafil hifker etzlo devil barur patur masur k'per nachir. Right. So the Pnei Moshe says, right, according to the Rambam, the way you read the sugya is that which the guy gives you is putter, and the Gemara says, really, if I give him tevel, I'm so convinced that he stole my tevel and returned it with goy-produced produce that it is now exempt from giving to him, even though I gave him something that was chayev, right? So that's the exact inverse. That's how the Rambam understands the sugyo. Now, again, this must be assuming that whatever is chayev mida oraita, because otherwise you would be limited to being mafreshit on other things which are only mi derabanan. Now, all of this followed Mar Fulda, that Reb Yirmiyah either argued or asked, and Reb Zeira said the produce is indeed assumed to have been extruded, traded out, and therefore is assumed to be Tevel. Now, the Rosh Shirilio, again, as we said, the Rosh Shirilio thinks it's a question because he changes the names. He thinks that Reb Yirmiyah never asked Reb Zeira, it was Reb Chanina, who asked Rabbi Mani. And the Rimani therefore says that it's exactly Tevel, and Gemara says it can't be, and backs out of it. And according to this, the conclusion of the Gemara is that it's only a Chumrah, right? So in the end of the day, right, whether the Gemara is saying, is this the case, and saying yes, or is saying, how could be this be the case? In which case, if it's a rhetorical question, then the conclusion is, it's not true. If it's an actual question, then the Gemara, the answer is, it is actually true, which means you end up with two conclusions that are diametrically opposed. Right? Either the Gemara is saying it can't be, or the Gemara is saying, is it the case? Yes, indeed, it is the case. So Amar Lei, right, and then that's it depends how you read the next line, is Amar Lei ulechol diva, right, for everything within it, for all intents and purposes, it is the goyis, the lo al yod av rechanina matras lekavar rabbi acha, and therefore it is without merit that you challenged us on this issue. Yes, that's exactly what you hold, right? Or you say, right, no, this was... Right, the Rosh Ilyo says, no, this isn't a question which is saying, yeah, that's exactly what we mean. It's, is this what he holds? And then it can't be, and therefore we end with the opposite conclusion. So again, the Gemara had quoted again the position of the Tanakhama that we assume it's Vadai Tevel. So now we move to Rabbi Shimon, who says that it is Demai. Rabbi Chiya Barbon B'Shem Rabbi Yochosi Ben Chanina Lo Amar Shimon Ela Kidei Kupato. The only amount that is Demai is the amount that you gave him. Now, Marful does a different understanding. But until this point, based on the Gemara in the Bavli, most of the Mefarshim assume, like the Sugin Bechorot, the Machloket Tanakam and Shimon is whether we treat it as Tevel Vaday or as Demai. Marful, one second, says that according to Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, there's a different Shita that Rabbi Shimon also assumes that he definitely switched it. The machloket is that Tamakama holds its demai. Rav Shimon holds it. Tevel. Shimon holds its demai. But the machloket isn't about whether they switched it. It's about whether most of the land in Eretz Yisrael at that time was owned by Jews or by non-Jews. The Tanakama says it was owned by non-Jews, and therefore it was bought from another non-Jew and is tevel according to the Shita that which is owned by non-Jews is chayev to begin with. And Rav Shimon says most of it was bought by Jews, and therefore it was probably bought from an Amaret, and was bought by an Amaret, then it takes on the status of Demaya.
So,
according to Rav Shimon,
he says only the amount specifically that's returned to you, that you gave is the amount that when they return is Demaya. So, why would he give you more or less?
Well, so now, it's only when he gives you the same amount. Right? Because if he didn't, then you know something changed. Well,
like he's stealing from you, or he's paying you more?
Yeah, either a possibility, or he just switched it and didn't bother to calculate, right? He gave you something of different quality, who knows, right? But he says it, but if I gave him two boxes, achat, right, meaning, achat demai v'achat vadai, meaning if I give him two boxes and he only has one, you're still getting back two. But the point is that he didn't have two. Like, you went to his house, and there's nothing in his house except for one box, and you gave him two, then at best, unless he went out, schlepped, found other grain, right, and then switched it, he would only end up with yours plus one. So one will be demai, and one will be vaday. Now, the problem is, the Mefarshim say, is what exactly does that mean? If one is vaday and one is demai, that means both of them are suffix, which means both of them are being treated as demai. So what exactly are you talking about, right? So the Marfolda says, well, if you hold, as we saw before, according to some, that you can't give Maisa from one demai on other demai, but you can give from things that are chayev on tevel midrabban and have demai. So according to this, both boxes can be eaten when separating, tevel derabanan on it for whichever box is demai. Right, I mean there's going to be differences, right, in how you now have to be mafresh. So now the Gemara says bikayamot. This is only if both boxes are extant. Aval im nechla harishona. But if the first box which you'd given is gone, so you gave it at different times, hashnia demai. The second one is demai.
Okay,
right? Now, it's possible that he had switched it earlier, right? At the first box, right? We can't assume that he definitely did, and therefore it's the second one, which is treated as demai. Not lumina meya bnei adam sa'in barachad. If 100 people gave a sa'a to this non-Jew and took it back at the same time, kol echav echav mitaka in demai. Each of them has to treat it as demai, because even though the non-Jew only had one box, you don't know which one he would have switched it with, and therefore, they all take on the status of demai. Now you would say, well, why don't you just say safek derabanan lahakel, right? Because 99 of them are clearly the original grain, and only one of them is that of the goy, which is chayav and shuv and meiser. And the answer is, so this is very interesting. Why is it that we don't? So some of the mefarshim. So one possibility is they were taken all together, right? You can't be making on all of them. Others say that because demai is suffix to begin with, and nevertheless chazal were machmir, we see that they are chumrid by demai even in case of sveka. Otherwise, the institution of demai would not make sense. Whereas this you find variations of in several of the mefarshim on the. On the Rambam, alternatively, it's because it's because you can fix it by being mafresh other things, so it's a davar sheish l'matirin, right? You find that in other mefarshim, right? So there are right. So look at the Shara Melech, right? So there are different reasons to be machmir here. But if they then give all 100 sa'ah to a single person, he still has to be mafresh, because primarily o demai, because it already took on the status of demai, and therefore it doesn't lose it just because it goes to a new owner. And one last case, natal mimenu adam echad meya sa'in barachad. If one guy took 100 back at the same time, harishona demai, so the first one that he takes back, we treat as demai, vashar vade, and the rest are vadai, because we assume, meaning vadai, not, I know this is confusing, because vadai before meant vadai tefel, but here it means vadai mitukan, because we assume that the guy did the trade as early as possible, and therefore everything else is the produce you gave to him, and therefore it remains vadai mitukan, not the lemeyavana, maybe then gave them to 100 people, kvar niru liot vadai, they can now treat them as vadai, again, mitukan, not vadai teva, which as I know is confusing.
One of them is still the suffix, and one of them is for sure the mai, right? So shouldn't that mean that they're...
So we're allowed to assume that the first one is. Remember, the whole thing is derabanan, right? So we treat the first one as the mai, because biblically it was already batel. Right, so as long as we do it sequentially, right, we can treat it all as vadai mitukan, right? And the first one is the one that we assume was the demai. But Tani Rishim 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 Ritarvan Asu Perot Ze Kiperot Goy Ze Demai. So Rabbi Yosef ben Chalavta said, but how could this be? The Rabbanan treat the produce of this Jew who gave it by the Obed Eved Zarah as demai. Doesn't that imply that all of them are demai? Unlike which he said, which is that only one is demai and the rest are vadai mitukan. So Oduhi Lom Rishimon Ella Ad Kide Kupato. He says, no, even Rav Shimon only says that up to the amount that was in his box, but in this case where there was so much more, right, you can't say that they're all demai, right? It can't be all demai when in fact there's simply too much for that to make any sense.
Shimon is in line with Rukia, then.
Yeah, exactly. This is all within that position, right? This is explaining that position. Okay. It's not such a, I mean, it's a confusing daf, but it's not like conceptually such a hard daf. And that brings us to Lamed Aleph. And look, I'll actually finish before he comes.